USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is expected to announce new guidelines for wearing masks outdoors. This comes as the CDC says just over 42% of the U.S. population has gotten at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul believes these guidelines could have came a lot sooner.
If you want to convince people who are skeptical that the vaccine works, show them that we have protection after we've been vaccinated. Show them after we've had the disease naturally that we have protection and have to don't be excoriating people to keep wearing masks after they already have immunity. Let people live again.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Home prices in the United States are seeing their biggest jump in 15 years. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index rose in February by nearly 12%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Take care of the windows.
Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Sorry, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Some states are getting creative when it comes to enticing folks to get vaccinated.
One state is trying to give its younger residents an incentive to get vaccinated against COVID-19. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announced Monday that West Virginians aged 60 to 35 who get their shots will receive a $100 savings bond. Justice says that the pace of vaccinations for younger residents was not progressing as fast as he would like, so the state came up with a savings bond as a reward. The program will be funded with money West Virginia received as part of the CARES Act. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senators are looking into fraud and scams related to the coronavirus outbreak.
There have been 460,000 reports of consumer fraud in the past year, according to the FTC, at a cost of more than $411 million.
Democrat Senator from Connecticut Richard Blumenthal opening a hearing calling it a bonanza for swindlers and con artists. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Iranian foreign minister is claiming in a leaked recording that former Secretary of State John Kerry told him about secret Israeli operations being carried out in Syria. Several Republicans in the House and Senate are saying Kerry should resign as U.S. envoy on climate change if the reports are true. Kerry saying the audio leaks are unequivocally false, but if they are true, Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio tells Fox News.
Well, that would be a major foreign policy catastrophe for the country if it were revealed to be true. If he was having, and it's not clear when exactly he told them about it. Was it after he was Secretary of State? Was it during the negotiations? But I'll say this, you know, what happens with a lot of these guys is they fall in love with these deals, right? The deal becomes more important than the impact the deal is going to have. Just having that deal, because they believe so much in it, that you're willing to do things you wouldn't do under normal circumstances. That happens all the time in life. It happens all the time in politics, unfortunately. But when it happens in something like this that involves national security, it could be very dangerous. So, look, I think this is something that needs to be looked at. And the most important thing as well is, you know, he's now part of this administration. He's got to stick to the climate stuff. He really should. We got to be very careful. We don't have some guy now sticking his nose into any of the work happening with Iran, even though I'm not sure that the people working on Iran now would be much better, but you would hope at the minimum they wouldn't be betraying allies.
More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.